Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I'd like to begin the broadcast by reading a portion of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Oh, listen to this. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Did you hear that? God shall help her, and that right early. Praise God. Hallelujah. It concludes that psalm. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord for you today, beloved. The God of Jacob is with you. And we've been looking at the vision of Ezekiel. That's chapter 37. And I think perhaps this will be our concluding message on it. But we want to look at God's restoration, that in spite of the hopelessness of the situation, the Spirit of God moved. The prophet Ezekiel obeyed the word of the Lord. He prophesied as commanded to the bones and to the wind, and they stood on their feet. In verse 10 it says, a very great army, an exceeding great army, the King James says. In verse 7, it says, he prophesied as he was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. The Amplified Translation says there was a thundering noise, and this sound is a sound heard by ears attuned to the Spirit. And in the Spirit, I can hear God's, you know, he said through Joel that in the latter days he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. The Spirit of God is being poured out, and there is a noise in the Spirit. There's a sound, hallelujah, coming from the mountain. Hallelujah, prepare the way of the Lord. We used to sing that song years ago. I hear a sound coming from the mountain. Amen. And it says, prepare the way of the Lord. Remember in 2 Samuel 5 and 24, the Lord spoke to David, and he said, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. Hallelujah. That same sound filled the upper room, beloved. In Acts, the second chapter, verse 2, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Hallelujah. And beloved, God is moving by his Spirit to bring together the disjointed, the destroyed, the devastated members of the body of Christ, represented by those dried bones, those skeletons that were just laying there. And the Spirit of God himself is bringing forth this miracle. No human agency, no natural effort, nothing that man could do to cause this to happen, but the Lord God himself, the very power of the Lord, would cause this to occur. And beloved, as this great army stood on their feet, beloved, you know, I mean, it doesn't go on. The vision sort of ends at this point. But, I mean, that was the point of the vision, that they would live, they would come out of their graves. But also that implies that this exceeding great army isn't just going to be standing there on their feet. They're going forth before his, before their commander-in-chief. Remember what it says in Joel? The Lord shall go before his army. Hallelujah. His camp is very great. Praise God. He utters his voice before his army. What a stirring, what an exciting illustration that is of the very power power of God, of the very presence of God, that he's going forth to lead his great army. Hallelujah. Praise God. That God himself is our commander in chief. He is causing the trumpet to sound in Zion, as it says in Joel, that second chapter, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Hallelujah. Praise God. It speaks about the army of God. A fire devoureth before them, behind them the flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Nothing shall escape. Praise God. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks, neither shall one thrust one another. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. Beloved, this is a picture of God's great army. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. Hallelujah. The sun and moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Praise God. This is the word of the Lord, that God is raising up mighty men of valor. He's raising up, and that's not just the male gender. This is the body of Christ, men and women alike, the aged and the young together, doing the works that God has called us to do. Praise God. So there was a noise, and then there was a shaking, beloved. Behold, a shaking and a trembling and a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. That's the Amplified. So, beloved, shaking precedes unity. Shaking precedes wholeness. Hallelujah. In Revelation, the third chapter, verses 1 and 2. The word of the Lord came to the literal church at Sardis. And, of course, many scholars say this refers to church ages. We can certainly be profited by the word that is given to those seven churches. And the Lord Jesus, he who stood in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, said, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead. Be watchful. The Revised Standard says, awake and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. O beloved, awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber. Hallelujah. The truth shall set you free. Remember that? I don't know if you know that song. Awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber. The truth shall set you free, for out of Zion comes thy deliverer in the year of Jubilee. Praise God. The Living Bible translates verse 3, go back to what you heard and believed at the first. Hold to it firmly and turn to me again. Observe and repent. The modern language says, unless you do, I will come suddenly upon you, unexpected as a thief, and punish you. So, beloved, God wants us to return to the old paths, the ancient paths. Recently I shared that with the UCM family, Jeremiah 6, is it 16? I forgot the exact reference, but he's speaking to us to go back, to return to the old paths, to the places that we knew when we first walked our Christian walk, when we knew the presence and the power of God and the joy of our salvation, where God would speak to us and we would hear, and there would be such a delight in serving God. Yeah, I found it, Jeremiah 6 and 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the old ways and see, and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Well, praise God. I'm so glad that God has a people now out of every people, nation, and tongue, and those who were unwilling are now going to be willing. They will be willing in the day of his glory. He's put in our heart a new spirit. He's given us a new heart, a heart to follow after God. As David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. The Lord does not desire sacrifice and offering, but he delights in those who will say, as the psalmist, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Beloved, there is a stream that makes glad the city of God. That stream is flowing right now. Those living waters are reaching out to you where you can be refreshed. That which was dead, that which was destroyed, it seemed, and totally unable to be profitable anymore, profitable to themselves or anyone else. God is speaking the word of life, of resurrection, of restoration to his people. It's being accomplished by the Spirit of the Lord. And as you've been listening to these broadcasts, as you hear the word of the Lord, I bind the spirit of discouragement and the spirit of doubt and unbelief and lack of faith. And Father, I thank you that you're breathing hope into your beloved, that, Lord, they shall be able to, as it were, be raised from the dead, raised from the ashes of defeat, awakened out of the slumber of indifference and apathy. And, Lord, that they will see that the enemies wanted to lull them to sleep with the problems and the troubles where they just trying to retreat into themselves and away from the battle. But, Lord, you're calling forth a people who shall be arrayed as a mighty army to stand and to fight and to proclaim the word of the Lord. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. I strengthen you even this moment as you are hearing, yea, the very voice of my servant. So shall the very anointing and the power of God flow into you as you open your heart to receive, as you open your eyes to see into the realm of the Spirit, as your ears are attuned to the still small voice of my Spirit speaking to you. This is the way. Walk in it. Consider not the former things. Look not back to the old paths, for I'm bringing you, yea, in a new way. You shall retain the knowledge and the wisdom of my workings and my ways as you did at the beginning. But it is a new day, and I shall bring you forth into new places, into a new place in the Spirit, and I shall open doors that no man shall shut, and I shall cause the way to be made straight before your feet. You shall not fall, you shall not stumble, you shall not be turned aside, but you shall trust in the Lord your God, and the high praises of God shall be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand, says the Lord. Praise God. I feel the power and the anointing of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you so much for listening, for being with me. I invite you to tune into our next broadcast. I'm so grateful for our UCM family, those who faithfully support in prayer and financial gifts, without which we couldn't continue this ministry or be on this station. God bless you. Until next time, the announcer will give you our contact information. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours.
It's my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,